Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankute, the co-author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. I encourage you, this book is not in my library. It's not on a shelf. It's on my desk. I keep it close by all the time. Arki, thanks again for being here. And we're talking about trust, folks. Arki, you identified the two fundamental building blocks, the foundation of the concept of built on trust, and that is closure.
Yes.
Which means that you get back with people and you wrap things up, and if you get to the point where you can't wrap it up, like you said, you still close by saying, hey, I can't wrap it up like I said.
That's right. And
the second thing is don't say yes, if you can't mean yes, if you might mean maybe. And I wonder, this is the point I want to ask you about.
Yes.
Some people have a hard time using specific language when they speak.
Yes.
They're what I call ish people.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, in other words, like somebody says, how much is that? And they say, well, it's 50-ish, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
When will you be here? Oh, 4-ish. Mm-hmm. You know? Can I count on you? Well, maybe ish. You know, they're ish. I call them ish people because they can't, they won't be pinned down. And when they speak to you, they won't give you, here's what drives me crazy. Hey, how close are you? When are you going to be there? Oh, I'm just around the corner. And then they don't get there for 30 minutes. Well, it turns out they were 30 miles away, but they told you they were just around the corner. I can't deal with that kind of information.
Right. That kind of information is not helpful in business, but it's a start on a communication.
But my point is, Arki, quickly, even though that's maybe a small thing, when are you going to be here, it's all part of trust, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So a good response is, okay, thanks, and what's the very latest? Can you give me a specific time? I need to plan over here. I've got such and such waiting. It's very important that I get a specific time, at least at the very latest. You know, so those kinds of conversations are the things that make things go, and it's the heart of innovation.
Yes.
If you want to be able to change in a way that's going to conform to your market and even be a little bit ahead of the market, this conversation that happens, when you ask people to commit to something, and rather than just saying yes automatically, they have your permission as leader to go back and forth with you.
Yep.
Well, I have some concerns and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
In that conversation right there, that's the heart of innovation. That's what the people in the Silicon Valley are doing, the best of them, and that's what people all over the United States and really all over the world, companies that are innovating, even ones that are rebuilding, even ones that have a new market, even ones that are small, those are the ones where that conversation is critical.
Yep.
And it must start with leadership.
And you know, Arki, let me tell you a little tip I use.
Yeah.
I speak in half-minute terms.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if you say, okay, when will you be here, or how long will it take you to do this? I'll say, I'll be there in 4.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, what that tells you two things. Number one, it tells you that I'm keeping up with this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And
yes,
it tells you you ought to be able to count on me. And so
yes,
I have a little thing. When I train salespeople, I tell them, okay, call this person. When you get them on the phone, somebody you've developed a relationship, you've nurtured them, and they actually are taking your calls, and you say, I'd like to come by to see you next week. I'm going to be in your area. Can we do Wednesday? But I want you to know I'm going to bring you something. I have a gift for you, but I'm only going to be there for 4.5 minutes. Can you give me 4.5 minutes?
Beautiful.
And when you do that tells that person, whoa. They don't, you know, if they were going to abuse me, they would have said 5 or 10 minutes.
That's right. And that half minute, you value their time.
Well, right? and then you show up and you give it to them. You shake their hand. Hey, I hope you'll like this. This is just something I want you to have. And you turn around and walk out and you give them a minute and a half back.
Yep. Yeah. That is a great use of that principle. It's an innovation. It tells people that half minutes are important. You know that their half minute is important.
And they think they can trust you with their time because you're valuing half minutes.
And it, and one of the ways to build trust quickly in a new interaction is to make a promise right away that takes them into account and keep that promise right in front of them in an obvious way. And this that trick that you say does that. And then you want to do it again. And then you want to do it again. So that this is the way or a way to get it started quickly and something that you can follow through on. And you'll be amazed that people may not even recognize in a way that they can acknowledge, but they're going to come back to you. And because they've had a positive experience, and they'll come back again and again and again.
I can't stand it when people tell me, oh, yeah, no, I can handle it, no worries. And then I turn around thinking, okay, it's done. I'm don't have to worry about that anymore. And then I never hear from them again. I can't stand that.
Yeah. No, because it's non-closure. When you have an emotional investment of what's important to you,
yep,
and you don't get closure, that creates wonder and then worry.
And folks, if you do the opposite of that, if you close people, and if you are specific about your timing and how you're going to treat them, you will get more business than you ever know what to do with, because everybody is doing it, and people will be attracted to that. It's a best practice, as Archie has taught us. Tintel, right back with Archie Giancute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.